Turning now to world news, the leaders of the G7 this morning agreed to impose further sanctions on Russia over the Ukraine crisis. Meanwhile, Ukraine's prime minister has warned of a possible war while pro-Russian forces kidnapped observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in the east of the country. Stefan Bost reports on the latest developments.
Officials say Ukrainian special forces have now surrounded the strategic city of Slovyansk in eastern Ukraine, where armed pro-Russian separatists managed to kidnap a bus with seven military observers from Europe's security organization OSCE. The group, which was abducted Friday, includes four Germans, a Czech, Swede and a Dean, accompanied by five Ukrainian officers. None of the men were reportedly armed, but the separatists took them into the city where the rebel leader accused one of being a Kiev spy. The OSCE observers had hoped to ease tensions in the east, where pro-Russian separatists want the region to break away from Ukraine. Amid the turmoil, Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk has accused Moscow of supporting separatists and seeking to invade Ukraine, with some 40,000 Russian troops moving closer to Ukraine's borders. The Russian military aggression on the territory of Ukraine will lead to a military conflict across Europe, Yatsenyuk told the interim cabinet in remarks broadcast live. The world has not yet forgotten World War II, but Russia already wants to start World War III, he said. Authorities have expressed concern that Russian military exercises that began Thursday using forces deployed from Volgograd came within 1 kilometer of the Ukrainian border, while Russian fighter jets reportedly violated Ukrainian airspace. However, the Russian military has accused Ukraine of massing its troops near Russia's borders, intent on acts of sabotage. And pro-Russian forces and demonstrators in the east of Ukraine have defended their decision not to leave occupied government buildings or to hand over weapons. It's a mess, this pro-Russian activist said in the eastern city of Donetsk. Those in power in Kiev are using the army to destroy the people in the east. Underscoring tensions were reports that a Ukrainian army helicopter was hit with rocket and sniper fire at a military airstrip on the outskirts of Kramatorsk and destroyed. The NATO military alliance is worried and is boosting its presence across Eastern European member states, including in Poland and Baltic nations Lithuania, Latvia and Estonia, in what some commentators have already called a new Cold War. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.